Today, gas prices and high gas prices are on President Biden's mind as he's announcing the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Yesterday, abortion rights were his focus as he urged voters to get to the polls and elect enough Democrats to retain control of the Senate and the House.
If we do that, here's the promise I make to you and the American people. The first bill that I will send to the Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade.
Recent polls show Democrats are losing a bit of momentum in the race with less than 3 weeks to go before the midterm voting ends. So let's check in now with our political strategist. Matt Mikowiak is a Republican. Maria Cardona is a Democrat. Hello to both of you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So let's start off with polling from Politico and the New York Times this week that showed more voters now want to elect Republicans than Democrats. It shows independents and women shifting to the GOP. We know that polls are a snapshot of the moment and sometimes a blurry snapshot at that. But briefly, what are you seeing in these final weeks before the voting ends? First, Maria Cardona.
Well, thank you for that question, because you're absolutely right. Polls are a snapshot of the moment. And importantly, the polls that you are citing and the ones that we see every day are national polls, which really don't get to the heart of where the races are, both at the Senate level, which occur on in each specific state, as well as congressional district level. And what we're seeing on the ground in these key battleground districts is that Democrats are actually still ahead on most of the generic ballots, which is a good thing for Democrats. We are also ahead on when you measure self-identified independents, which is also an incredibly important thing. Now, Democrats are not taking anything for granted. And what you are seeing in the panorama is that this should actually be an election where Republicans should be, vis-a-vis conventional wisdom as well as history, completely running away with this. They should be running the table on every district, in every competitive Senate race. And the fact that Democrats are still competing very strongly, that there are several generic ballots where Democrats are up, where in most of the competitive swing districts and specifically Senate races, Democrats are up by either 3 or past the margin of error, I think indicates that this is still an incredibly competitive election.
Okay, hold on.
Voters are looking at each specific race as opposed to this being a referendum on Joe Biden.
Thanks, Maria. I want to hear from Matt. I'm guessing you might disagree.
Well, I mean, Maria is correct that generally the party that doesn't have the White House in the first midterm picks up a good number of seats. I think that trend has been consistent for 50 or 100 years, the only exception being after the 9/11 attack in 2001. That said, there are some data points, I think, that go against what Maria just said. You know, if you look at right track, wrong track, just looking at the Real Clear Politics average right now, it's 66% wrong track, 26% right track. That's the Real Clear Politics average of recent national polls.
You might have to unpack that briefly.
Yeah, well, you know, that obviously shows that this is a change election, and it's kind of hard to give Democrats control of the House, Senate, and White House if 66% of the people believe it's a change election. So that's the fundamental challenge the Democrats are facing. I think if you look at both the national polling, the generic polling at the congressional generic ballot, and also these battleground races, particularly in the Senate, the movement has all been in Republican direction over the last month. There's just no question. Pennsylvania's tightening, Georgia's tightening, Ohio, you know, I think looks good for Republicans now. Nevada looks good for Republicans now. Arizona's tightening. So, you know, I think Maria is correct from her perspective. She doesn't want this to be a referendum on Biden because Biden's numbers, her approval numbers, you know, maintain generally high 30s to low 40s. But the question is this election about gun control and abortion, or is this election about the economy and inflation and the border crisis? And I think if it's the latter, which is what Republicans are counting on, Republicans are going to gain the House, maybe narrowly gain the Senate. And it's going to be a consequential midterm election. It's going to change the direction of the country.
Well, and Maria, I do want to pick up on that because you're both talking about the message and the messenger. If this is going to be a referendum on Biden. And yesterday in that speech at Howard University, which we heard a little bit of, Biden urging people to vote so he could codify abortion rights. But then right after that, he said, but don't worry, because if Republicans win and try to install a national ban on abortion, I will veto it. Now, NPR's Mara Liasson had a heart attack, or actually just said in effect that what he said could cancel out the urging of voters to get out and vote, which was the message. So what about the messenger?
I don't think it cancels it out. And I want to say one thing about Matt and what he said about right track, wrong track. And while that's absolutely true, I don't think you can absolutely put an overlay on that and say this is a reason Republicans are going to win. And the reason for that is because I will tell you, all of my Democratic friends and progressives all over the country absolutely believe that this country is going in the wrong track. And one of the big reasons for that is because this conservative, ultra-extremist Supreme Court just overturned 50 years of precedent, taking away women's rights to decide what they should do with their own bodies, treating them as second-class citizens. Yeah. That is absolutely a huge wrong track red flag for many Democrats and many progressives. And that's why you see this huge momentum on abortion, which while might not be showing up in polls the way that it was showing up before, I still believe that there is a huge undercurrent of young women and just young people in general and men and independents that are absolutely focused on this issue of abortion. That doesn't mean that they don't care about the economy or inflation. Of course they do. But it means that they can maintain two huge priority issues in their minds and look at what's happening in the country and say, I don't believe I want to live in a country where my daughter or me as a woman is going to have less rights than their grandmothers had.
Well, Matt,
I think
you
that
already,
is a huge thing that Republicans are ignoring.
And Matt, you already said what you thought the issues were. And the point is, Marie, you got to get that message out. But let's go to Florida.
Yeah, in Florida last night, there was a debate for the Florida Senate race. It took place hours after the Cook Political Report declared the race to be a likely Republican win. And abortion was indeed one of the issues that Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Val Demings clashed over. We're going to hear a clip now that starts with Rubio.
And she still will not tell you, you should ask her, what limits on abortion will you support?
Congresswoman? What we know is that the senator supports no exceptions. He can make his mouth say anything today. He's good at that, by the way. What day is it and what is Marco Rubio saying? I've said time and time again, and he knows it, that I support a woman's right to choose up to the time of viability.
Viability is generally considered to be about 24 weeks. Marco Rubio has in the past supported no exception for abortion in the cases of rape, incest, or health risk, but he is also co-sponsoring a federal ban that restricts abortion after 15 weeks with those exceptions because it would not likely pass without them. Matt, can you tell us how persuasive you think Marco Rubio was on the issue?
Yeah, it's a good question. And of course, you know, as Maria was saying, I mean, the Democrats want this election to be about abortion. And I think, you know, the question is whether it will be or not. It will be for some people, certainly. But you're talking about swing voters, you're talking about low propensity voters who'd vote in presidential years but not midterms. Is this the voting issue at a time when inflation is getting worse, when the economy's rocky, when we'll likely be in recession next year? As it relates to Rubio, look, he's a Catholic, he's pro-life. I think voters in Florida understand where he is. There's no question that post-Dobbs Republican candidates have tried to be where they need to be with the electorate in the place where they're running. Some of them are behind Lindsey Graham's 15-week ban. Some of them are for the exceptions. Some of them aren't. This question of the exceptions does get to a fundamental issue, which is the baby's life still matters. It still has value. It's not the baby's fault. That said, if a baby is conceived in a crime, which is what incest is and what rape is, obviously that has to be considered too. So it's a very, very difficult issue. It's a complex issue. And individual candidates have to decide where they need to be and what their position is.
And briefly, Maria, you weigh in.
It's actually not a complex issue. Women should have the right to make the decision as to what's best for themselves, what's best for their families, what's best for their reproductive futures, without Marco Rubio or any other government official in that room. It should be up to the woman, her family, her doctor, and if she is a woman of faith, with her faith and her faith leaders. Period. No one else should be a part of that decision. And I think the majority, not just majority of women, but the majority of Americans believe that. And that's why I think you're going to see this underlying current. We already saw it in action. Mm-hmm. Look at what happened in Kansas with the referendum. Nobody saw that coming. 6 in 10 voters voted no on that referendum because they don't believe that government officials or the government in general should have any say in what women's reproductive futures are. It happened in the special election in New York 19. No one saw it coming. The Republican was supposed to win on that. The Democrat focused every single ad that they did on this issue of Maria, Republicans and an extremist party taking away this right that women have had for 50 years. I think it's going to be incredibly impactful in this election.
We hear you only have a minute, so I'm going to stay with Maria for this question, because Latino voters, one of the most sought-after slices of the electorate, not solidly in the Democratic Party camp anymore, especially in Florida and Texas. What is the party doing wrong, briefly?
Well, I think the party needs to continue to communicate the message that it has been the Democratic Party historically and continues to be the party that is at the side of Latino voters and that the one that has their back on every single policy that they care about. Look, there's no question that in 2020 we saw dips in support in Miami-Dade and in Texas, and Democrats are going to continue to not take anything for granted. We are ahead right now overwhelmingly with Latino voters, but we need to continue to earn their vote.
The Latino voter wave for Republicans is real, and you're going to see it expand in South Florida and South Texas.
And we're done.
I will wager a large amount of
money.
We're
done. Matt Mikowiak, the Republican, you've got it in. Good for you. Maria Cardona, the Democrat. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.